Today, the world looks pretty different. But already new problems are being met with new thinking. Researchers are using supercomputers to help discover treatments. Retailers are turning to the cloud to restock shelves more quickly. Teachers are using technology to rethink the classroom. It's not all we can do, but it's a start. IBM. Let's put smart to work. See how we're helping at ibm.com/COVID-19/UK.
This is a Global Original podcast.
Steve Allen's Little Bit Extra.
Morning, everybody. Welcome along to your free podcast. Final one of the week, being Friday the 19th of June. And, of course, Dame Vera. We had to start the programme with Dame Vera, mainly because she's such an icon and because she was 103. And she obviously died. Well, she did die yesterday. I secretly harbour a thought that she was listening to my programme. That's what I'd like to think, because she died yesterday, surrounded by the family, so they knew it was imminent. She was just amazing, absolutely amazing. In fact, she was only recording up until about 3 years ago. Captain Tom Moore, leading tributes to her as he recalls her visit to frontline in Burma during World War II. What memories she had. He said she had a huge impact on me. She had a huge impact on everybody. She really did. I mean, there's no two ways about it. It doesn't matter whether you're of that age to remember who she was. She couldn't read music. People sneered at her, but she won the battle for the nation's hearts. And if you look back over her extraordinary life, I mean, she did everything. It was hit after hit after hit. She was the one thing that kept the boys going. So single-handedly, she was amazing. The Queen is said to be very upset, and she will send a private message to Dame Vera's family. As the Royals and Boris Johnson lead the tributes after the wartime sweetheart. She was the forces' sweetheart. There's no two ways about it. And she had hits like There'll Always Be in England, which gave millions belief that better days lay ahead as the Luftwaffe lay siege to the UK cities during the Blitz and threatened the invasion from France before the Allies swept Hitler's forces aside. You know, and then in the We'll Meet Again, it was just amazing, just absolutely amazing. And so we send our commiserations to the family. But I mean, how lovely to have had Dame Vera Lynn in your family at all. That would be the best thing as far as I can tell you. So much missed, but never forgotten, never forgotten. Prince Louis is obsessed with Mary Berry and whoops and claps when he recognises her on TV. And the chef's plum crumble is his favourite bake. Plum crumble, how delicious. That really does sound quite nice. I could eat plum crumble now, but let's not push for it, shall we? Plum crumble. What would you have that with? Custard? Ice cream? Condensed milk? Evaporated milk? Oh, plum crumble, how delicious. Meghan Markle's friendship with Jessica Mulroney was already on the outs before her race row with Black Influenza, because the royals felt the stylist was capitalising on her name. There's a surprise. So two people capitalising on the name. Katie Price turns up at Chris Boyson's house to confront him. Why don't you just stay at home, you miserable old bag? You really are intent on ruining everybody's lives, aren't you? And over reports that he denied being in contact with her to girlfriend Bianca Gascoigne. And so, of course, she apparently, so they say, turns up. I mean, given the choice, Bianca Gascoigne, who nobody is particularly bothered about, or Katie Price, Bianca Gascoigne wins. The source says Katie had heard. You see, this is the trouble. You can tell her anything. Tell her anything. You know, they're all cheating on you, darling. Why? Well, because you're boring and you're a nasty piece of work. And so she turns up at Chris's house to confront him. Why don't you just stay at home, dear? I think you should get a court order out against you. Who do you think you are? I'll just turn up at somebody's house. You weren't married. Honestly, these people, and especially her, small wonder she's disappointed. Dave and Victoria Beckham have lost. Well, actually, this is quite an interesting thing, because they've lost a planning row with the neighbours over a dispute over privacy concerns at their West London mansion. Have you noticed all their houses are called mansions? It's just a big townhouse. OK, about £31.5 million. But frankly, I've seen the interior decoration. You need to bring somebody in to do it. It's very dreary, very plain, very boring, very sterile, of course, which is a bit like Vic, who's just accepting, or she's going to accept, I believe, a cash injection into her company to prop it up because it's lost so much money. I mean, to be honest with you, throwing good money after bad, as far as I'm concerned. But anyway, so the Beckhams have been having a dispute. They had initially successfully blocked plans for a new internal layout I think this must be with their neighbours. A slate roof with a roof light and a completely new outdoor space set out by their neighbour. But the resident has since sought pre-planning advice from the council and submitted amending plans, which have now been approved. That'll annoy her. That'll annoy him. And, well, I don't think he realises what's going on. Dave Armish Beckham. And they had won a planning battle in April after claiming the proposed balcony may have overlooked their garden. I mean, you know, so somebody overlooks your garden. What, are you sunbathing out there topless, dear? Wouldn't make any difference, would it? So she's loaned £6.4 million. She's racked up £42 million worth of losses. I mean, that's, as far as I'm concerned, or anybody else in business, that would be called a failure. I mean, you know, £42 million, can't be £42 million, can it? Nevertheless, in 2018, she made losses of £12.5 million. And so they say over the past 4 years, she's racked up £42 million worth of losses. She will reportedly be able to keep control of Victoria Beckham Limited after being backed by a private investment agreement. I don't know why. I don't know who she sells to. I really don't. The clothes are way too expensive. They're not fashionable. Let's just stick thin. So what's the point? What's the point? You know, close it down now and go and do something else. Oh, look, Katie Price again. And this time she's putting on a defiant display. She's a bit like Gemma Collins. They're all mouth and nothing else. She poses for a glamorous snap. Not glamorous at all, because she's not glamorous. After confronting Chris Boyson over claims he lied to girlfriend Bianca Gascoigne. It's got to do with you. It's got nothing to do with you. Mind your own business. Honestly. Rhiann Sugden breaking down in tears, talking about the Vernon Kay sexting scandal, and said, here we go, she lost so much weight from it. I mean, get over yourself, love, OK? You're a topless model, and you gave Vernon Kay, who was top of his game, your phone number, and then he sent you rudy texts. Well, get over yourself. God in heaven. Mind you, I suppose you've torturously dragged out a career about this, haven't you? Which is a little bit embarrassing, really, because, you know, if it hadn't been for him, nobody would have heard of you. You certainly wouldn't still be appearing in the newspapers, but of course you love it, don't you? Love Island's Lucy Donlan, posing in black lingerie. I don't know who she is, actually. I think she's... She was on Love Island. In other words, she previously detailed the pressures of looking her best. Ooh, life is just a struggle, isn't it, love? Such a struggle, honestly, to put your underwear on. Can you get your underwear on? OK. I'm going to pull your tits out a little bit more. Thank you. I mean, come on, for God's sake. Now it's considered a career, posing, you know, in black lingerie. Nobody has ever made anything of their time in there at all. Rebel Wilson stayed overweight for the sake of her Hollywood career. I mean, I know that she's apparently a comedian and an actress, but that's about as far as it goes. Peter Crouch has his eyebrows pierced by Abby Clancy. She stuck a needle through his eyebrow. Oh, that can't be right, can it? Oh, that looks awful. Oh, dear. And so Abby Clancy's a trained piercer. Yeah. And so she's put this needle straight, you can't see it from there, straight through his eyebrow. Isn't that horrid? I don't like that at all. And she's a trained piercer. Ooh, dear. Jinky's got one of those other ones that people talk about. The Princess Alice or something. Denise Wells said she would drink to take away the pain of depression, but claims it put her in a dead zone amid her 31-year mental health battle. Have you noticed? Everybody's got a story. Everybody's got a story. I'm sure if we delved into everybody's life, we've all got a story about something, either bullying or being fed up or just feeling depressed. But I don't think a lot of people know what depression is. You don't know what depression is. You need to read about it. It makes it a lot easier. Billy Piper puts on a loved-up display with boyfriend Johnny Lloyd as they step out for a stroll with their daughter Tallulah, who's 17 months old. Can't these people afford prams or something? They hold a child. If the boyfriend, Johnny Lloyd, tripped and fell, this child would crack its head open on the pavement. What's the matter with them? Oh, dear. And who's this one? Oh, no, we shan't be doing that one at all. No, we don't do ex-radio presenters, I'm afraid. Yes, I looked at it, actually, and I thought to myself, no, that's going nowhere, is it? Rafe Spall jokes his three children have been absolute bees. What's that mean? Bees. What word was he coming up with? I don't know. In lockdown, as he admits, they make it really difficult to homeschool them. Oh, right. They've been real, yes. Well, it finishes with S. Yes, it could be. I think it's that word, yes. Jacqueline Josser As I say, my God, they do her up when they give her the makeup thing. Looking summery, doting on daughter Mia. And she seems to be in good spirits. Not with the father of her child. But, you know. Pregnant Sarah Jane Crawford reveals she's having a baby. Amazing, isn't it? I don't see how these people fathom this out. I've got no idea. It's a girl. And she's got a sweet gender reveal video with pink confetti cannon. And she's... I don't know who she is, actually. I'm sorry, who is she? Sarah Jane Crawford. Am I supposed to know these things? They say to me, oh, don't worry, Steve, it'll be all show business stories. And I get somebody and I go, I don't know who they are. She's host of... Do we own this? I have to check whether we own it or not, because we own so much nowadays. Wait a minute. And television work with E1 Network, Channel 4, Wikipedia. She's 36 and she's height of 1.73 metres. But she's an English television and radio presenter. Well, she's not really, is she? What's she done on television, apart from something that's sort of so far away from television that everybody watches? It's odd, isn't it, really? Because I'd love to know. But they, as opposed to radio presenter, which they seem to think is a bit derogatory. You know, you're a radio presenter. No, I'm a television presenter. OK, right. Well, what have we done recently? Well, I've done nothing recently, but that's what I am. That's why I'm aspiring to being nobody. Rebecca Adlington shedding light on co-parenting with Summer, who is 5. And she's got one of those sort of 6 burners, you know, on a cooker. It's got 6 things. Martin Freeman stepping out on a stroll with a female companion. Oh, dear. Oh, dear. But he's grown a beard. I quite like Martin Freeman. I like his ex-wife. I like her. We like her a lot. But, you know, you can't have everything, can you, I suppose? Some people it lasts, some people it doesn't last. Suran Jones oozing summer chic in a pretty floral maxi dress as she's picking up groceries with her husband, Lawrence Acres, in North London. I always remember Suran Jones did a show in the West End, and it was a long time ago now, and she was working with John Barrowman, and she said, he's gorgeous, I wouldn't mind going out with him, and somebody said, he's gay. And she went, is he? She had no idea. No idea. Kelly Brook, her skirt's getting way too short. I'll have to have a word with her. Strutting into the Heart Radio studio. She never struts, believe you me. She never struts. I must go and have a wave, actually, one day. Have a wave. Amanda Holden, also braving the dreary weather to present Heart Radio. She headed in as well. She must be absolutely soaking wet. This straight, you could see right through it. You can see her nipples and everything. It's disgraceful. I'm sorry, I'm just telling you the facts. Kim Marsh, leaving the BBC studios, and she's there with her boyfriend, who's called Scott Ratcliffe, and her daughter, who's masked up, who's called Polly. She's lovely. She's very sweet. Ryland Clark reveals secret plans to raise Anne Diamond up on a crane to the Rihanna hit Diamonds for the Big Brother finale. They couldn't get insurance. Yes. Wasn't it Ryland who said, oh, I'm going to bring Big Brother back? And we all went, I wouldn't bother. Never got an audience last time around, pal. Rebecca Vardy. Oh, God, here we go again. Rebecca Vardy. First swim with my daddy, Jamie, and their daughter, Olivia, 5 months in the pool. You can have home births in pools, can't you? You can have a birthing pool and everything else now. And I think it gives the child an opportunity to start swimming underwater from an early age, which is lovely. Love Island, somebody called Zara McDermott, another one who spends most of her time in a bikini. Sad, tragic person. Shows off her figure. She reveals she doesn't drink because it makes me feel thick. They call them the Love Island stars now. I mean, nobody's ever heard of her. That's the trouble, dear. But never mind, I'm sure somebody will recognise you once you get your boobs out. Barbara Windsor, lovely husband Scott Mitchell, leaving viewers in floods of tears during an interview with her TV son Ross Kemp over the Alzheimer's battle and his terror he might infect her with coronavirus. Barbara's 82. She's failing a bit more than she was before, so sometimes she'll have a very lucid conversation. And then other times she'll look and she'll say to Scott, do you live here? Sometimes she has no idea where she is, and that must be very, very suffering for him as well as for her. But I don't think she's aware of it. And Scott said she's waking up in the middle of the night. She'll soon have to move into a care home, which is a decision, he's always feared. Because that's going to be awful, because you don't know whether she might turn around and go, you're not leaving me here, are you? In which case, then, it's going to be even more heartbreaking. But he's ever such a nice man. And she's ever such a nice little lady. And I don't like to think of her ending her days, because she was so full of... She was a little pocket rocket, she was. She really was. Little pocket rocket. I mean, I made a walk once over the road to get into the car, and it was, I'd forgotten, it was all cobblestones where we were, and she was in high heels, and she's going, "Stevie, how much bloody further is it?" I said, "Not much further," but every step was painful. Nina Agdal and boyfriend Jack Brinkley-Cook back on the PDA. They've got a three-year anniversary, and she's a model, apparently, and he's not. And so, obviously, somebody was on the beach with them taking a picture, which is a bit embarrassing because there was nobody else on the beach at all. This morning, viewers are baffled by a mermaid whisperer who claims to communicate with the mythical creatures but can't do it on camera because the sea is too loud. This is Karen Kay from Cornwall, who says she can hear and speak to mermaids. "You are barking bloody mad, dear. There are no such things as mermaids. It's very pretty and it's very sweet, but you're mad as a broomstick." OK, there is no such thing as mermaids. But she says the mythical creatures are definitely there, and she quit London to dedicate her life to mermaids after hearing a call from the ocean. Yeah. It's the truth, honestly. It makes you wonder, doesn't it, really, how people get through life. And so she's there, and she firmly believes in it. I mean, I don't know whether she's got a drink problem or anything else like that, but, I mean, it's mermaids don't exist in the sea. I mean, probably in her imagination they do. Lord Sugar says, "Who's dead? I'm not." But he says the UK should lift lockdown measures because he and his wife are still alive from his holiday home in Florida, more than 4,500 miles away. I quite like him. Sometimes he's a little bit grouchy, but I mean, I don't mind that at all. Esther Ranson pays tribute to friend Dame Vera Lynn as Lorraine Kelly and Holly Willoughby also honour the late wartime singer. And do you know, Esther Ranson's 79 now. Got a way to go to reach what Vera Lynn did, which was 103. And the Queen gets more nervous when one of her horses is racing than she did at her coronation, a royal author reveals. This is writer Karen Dolby. Again, there's so many royal authors. They're all out there, aren't they? And she says she had a Royal Ascot victory this week, which we talked about on the programme yesterday. I wonder if she actually collects the money. Do you think she goes up and sort of collects the prize money? I would like to think that she does. That's it for today. Listen, have a fantastic weekend. I know it's going to rain and be miserable and very going to be... But it doesn't matter. It doesn't matter. You can live with things like that. And we'll be back with you tomorrow morning, Saturday morning, between 5 and 7. 2 hours of the best of Steve Allen. I think we've put the programme together now. Did we put the programme... Is the programme done, Corey? It's just... Oh, it's all done. Anyway, between 5 and 7, I'll be back with you tomorrow morning for the best of Steve Allen, complete with drag pictures. And on Sunday morning between 5 and 7, get your best look at the Sunday... Are you back with us on Sunday morning as well? No. Oh, right. Who's here Sunday morning? I don't know who's here Sunday morning. No explanation to any of these things. Have a great weekend. Just remember, stay dry, stay safe.
If you enjoyed this podcast, listen to Steve Allen live from 4 a.m. Monday to Friday and Sunday from 5 a.m.
What if the world listened more? Maybe it could become a better place. Because when we really listen, we start to notice things. Things that don't sound quite bright. They might not seem obvious at first, but listen closely and they stand out like a sore plum. And the more we listen, the more we learn. Our ears help us find better solutions. And things can change from this to something a little more like this. The new Honda Jazz is a hybrid. Honda, the power of dreams.